Pixel 4 is super smart, but not a must-buy, by Joanna Stern in the Wall Street Journal. This is nuts. I'm speaking very fast right now, not like auctioneer fast, but fast, yet the Google Pixel is transcribing all my words as I say them. Whoa, it just inserted all the proper punctuation without me having to say it. Oh, oops, it missed a comma and a period. Whatever. I forgive you and still love you, Pixel, even though your battery life should be better. Google's Pixel 4 transcribed the whole thing. In fact, it transcribed much of this entire column. Why won't I shut up about a voice recorder app? Because, well, I'm a journalist. Also, it illustrates just how smart the software is on Google's new smartphone. The fourth edition Pixel follows a similar equation to the previous models. Top-notch hardware plus fast, simple software designed specifically for it equals the best Android phone you can buy. In fact, this year, it might be the most Android phone you can buy, period. Artificial intelligence software allows for stunning nighttime photos, better and faster communication with Google Assistant, and the ability to process speech-to-text in real time without an internet connection. There are two models, the $799 5.7-inch Pixel 4 and the $899 6.3-inch Pixel 4 XL. Yet, despite the competitive pricing, you probably won't buy the new Pixel. Google, a unit of Alphabet Incorporated, accounts for only 5% of the U.S. smartphone market, according to researcher Strategy Analytics. Globally, that number is even smaller. We rarely switch between iPhone and Android, and even most Android phone owners stick with the dominant Samsung. That could be a mistake. When you see how much smarter the Pixel is, you'll realize why. Other than Pixel's oh-so-orange color, the hardware doesn't stand out. It's what the hardware does in concert with the software that makes a big difference in the following areas. Photos. The world's most powerful technology companies are solving the world's biggest problem, taking beautiful photos of fluffy, frizzy human and dog hair. The trending camera trick is to blur the background in portraits so that the subject stands out. That's hard with hair. The Pixel 4 uses its two rear cameras, including a new telephoto, and software to figure it out. In a shootout with the Apple iPhone 11 and Samsung Galaxy Note 9, the Pixel did a better job of finding the edges of both the wispy hairs on my head and my dog's curly hairs. Software is also helpful with low-light shots. Like the iPhone's night mode, the Pixel 4's night sight takes multiple photos at different exposures in a dark scene and then combines them to create a brighter picture. It's impressive, though. I prefer the iPhone 11's more natural color. The Pixel often made colors look overly saturated. But Pixel owners will have major bragging rights when it comes to shooting the stars. With the phone propped up on a rock and pointed at the sky, it automatically kicked into astrophotography mode and began a timer. The final shot illuminated some bright speckies in the sky, some that I didn't even see with my own eyes. Voice. Ah, my true love, the recorder app. Hit record, and in real time, it instantly transcribes what's being said. Unlike with many competing dictation apps that require connection to the cloud, this process happens entirely on the Pixel device. Even when you cut the Wi-Fi and cellular connections, it works. I've recruited people with different voices. It struggled when transcribing Shakespeare and stumbled on an Irish accent, but it held its own against a court stenographer. The Google Assistant also takes advantage of the improved speech-to-text, and natural voice processing. Gestures. Located in the right of the front speaker is a small radar chip. When the phone senses something approaching, it will turn on the screen and fire up the camera to see if it recognizes your face. For all the deep smarts, however, there are some stupid lapses. First, just a quick glance at the front of the phone allows you right in. No swipe up or tap needed to unlock. It means someone could easily point the phone at my face to unlock it. I disabled this feature in settings. Second, it unlocks even when your eyes are closed. That means if you're sleeping, someone could unlock your phone. The company will release a software update that would give users the option to require eyes to be open when unlocking the phone, a Google spokesman said. The Pixel 4's face unlock meets security requirements as a biometric, he added. The battery life is, unforgivingly, so-and-so. In my testing of the Pixel 4 XL, I was often in the red by 9 p.m., substantially earlier than with the new iPhones. Over the past week, there were plenty of times when I preferred the Pixel 4 to the iPhone 11. To be honest, however, there isn't enough here to incentivize me to leave the comfort of an iPhone. If you're looking to buy a new Android phone, though, the Pixel 4 is the one. Just one tiny pro tip. Ask before hitting record.